Dr. Patricia Knoll is a counselor who's been working with people for decades. She's also a drug addiction specialist, and she's an acupuncturist. In addition, she's an author of the book, Good With Me, A Simple Approach to Real Happiness from the Inside Out. If you listen to this each week and you buy her book, you too can proudly be good with me. All right, everybody, welcome back. Thanks so much for being here with us on the Pete O'Shea Show right here on your neighborhood inspiration station, AM 1110 WTIS. I'm your buddy Pete. I got my pal Kathy on the board right now. And hey, it's Wednesday. It's 5 o'clock. It's exciting. We're halfway through the week. You're on the way home now from work. So isn't that a good time for us to do Good With Me with Dr. Patricia Knoll right here every Wednesday from 5 to 5:30? She joins us. She is a counselor. She is also a drug addiction specialist. She's also an acupuncturist. And she's an author of the book, Good With Me, which you can go to goodwithme.com and get yourself a copy. You know what else I recommend you do? Buy it as a gift for somebody. Get it for somebody you love, somebody's down the dumps, somebody who isn't good with themselves, somebody you've seen the spiral continuing. Well, last week we kept talking about the loop, right? That you get on the loop and it keeps going down and down and down. You know somebody like that? I know lots of people like that. Sadly, I do. This would be a great book for them. We really would, because we're going through it with you each week, and you get to see what I'm talking about right now. Dr. Patricia Knoll, how are you?
I'm great. Thank you, Pete.
Okay, we're going to have to do that one more time. Dr. Patricia Knoll, how are you?
I am good with me.
All right, you are good with me. All right, now, last week we were in part two, which starts out with how did I end up in my box? And we went through the two happies. We went through the price of the other dependent needs. And people, again, in that way that they always just hide from it. I don't have an addiction, do I? And that's where we kind of left off last week. So now chapter 18 within part two is what's my problem? What's that about?
Well, the problem isn't what we think the problem is. We think the problem is the addiction. And whatever that is for anyone, the alcohol use, the drugs, pills, food, sex, gambling, you name it. That's what we think the problem is. And that's what we've been treating for years and years and years is the problem. And nothing ever happens because it isn't really the problem.
This underlying.
Yes. The drugs, the alcohol, the whatever it is, cause problems, but is not the problem. The problem is I don't feel good about who I am. And therefore, the driving force on the planet, Pete, is what? We all want to feel good.
Right.
I haven't met anyone yet on the planet who doesn't want to feel good. Have you?
I have, but my mother's working on it.
Okay. All right. Other than your mother.
Yeah, no.
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 No. Everyone wants to feel good. And that I see as the driving force in all of us. And so we will do whatever it takes to feel good. And so, that is the problem.
And in the process, though, we're masking or minimizing or reducing or not dealing with the actual real problem by whether we get self-medicating it or self, you know, just gratification of some kind. We're not really dealing with the actual issue of not being good with ourselves.
That's right.
Wow. Okay, so that's something, again, you can work on by getting the book. And if you need counseling, Dr. Patricia Knoll can help you with these things. All right, talk to me about the escape artist. What do we mean by that?
Well, we've just learned to be good escape artists in our society today. And why? And if you can, if you're noticing and paying attention here, you notice that we're kind of building as we go along here. We start with, well, I don't have an addiction, do I? And then what is the real problem? And because of the addiction and the real underlying problem, we've become really good escape artists. We will do whatever it takes to make ourselves feel better. And that's the escape.
Right, because we don't want to face the realities, so we try to escape it. We try to avoid it. We try to push it down the road, kick the can down the road, and just do one of those. We misdirect the world, but we also do it to ourselves a lot, don't we?
Absolutely. We totally do it to ourselves. No one is doing any of this to us except ourselves.
Right, so it's really interesting when you actually perform misdirection on yourself. That's really when you got to start. If you can actually get, you've said this to me many times, once you get a conscious awareness of that's what's going on, that's when you can actually break the cycle of that,
that's
right?
That's when you can do something about it. That's when you can stop victimizing yourself. Because no one and no thing is victimizing you. You're doing it to yourself with the way that you think about yourself.
Wow. Okay, again, this is big stuff for people to hear. People listening to this right now going, whoa, that's actually right. That is true. And I've, all these years, many, many years, conditioned ourselves to be escape artists, haven't we?
We have. Anything that will make us feel better, anything that will distract us for just a little while. It gives us a time out. It gives us some relief from our own thinking and our own life.
But again, that's not only helping the problem, that continues to perpetuate the problem. That keeps making it worse. Every time we do give ourselves time out and we escape, we've taken another step away from dealing with what's actually going on.
That's right. Wow. And if you look around, everyone's doing it.
Oh, yeah. We're all, you know, and everyone's living in denial of all that. Everyone's
that's
saying,
right.
No, that's not me. I'm not doing that. Right now, there's people listening. I can hear them. They're going, nope, that's not me. I don't live like that, Pete. You're not, nope, that's absolutely wrong. Yeah, it is. It is. Okay. Because, again, denial's not just a river in Egypt.
For sure.
Yeah. So then we all wind up being escape artists. Mostly, in a lot of ways, actually. You can't just say there's one way, the two that we escape as artists. We're escape artists. Like, for me, I'm honest with you. It was drinking, then it was drugs, then it was gambling, then it was food.
Yes.
And when I ran out of the one and I kind of ran it into the ground, I picked up the next one almost immediately. I had a $200 a week Snapple habit going for a while there.
Oh, yeah. And do you know that as of a while back, that people around the world have played over 200,000 hours of Angry Bird?
No way. Really?
Yes. It's a great escape for a lot of people.
But what a waste of time, isn't it, though, in the end? I mean, seriously. I mean, there's no functionality, there's no usefulness to it whatsoever other than the escape.
Other than the escape and feeling nothing or being part of the Angry Bird world or being numbed out with alcohol or drugs or whatever it takes to numb us out, for many people, feels a lot better than feeling what they feel every day.
I wish I could have got the phone number of the guy driving today. He gave me the Angry Bird on the way coming in here today. I thought it was really uncalled for, too, because I didn't done nothing wrong to him. I don't know. He's just in his own. He's very upset. I don't know what he was upset about.
It wasn't about you.
Yeah, I know that. That's for sure, because I was a good boy. All right, so now we go from being an escape artist. Now, the next chapter, chapter 20 within part two, is the new normal. What does that mean?
That all of these behaviors that we've been talking about, all the things that we use to escape, have now become the norm in our society. Have you ever paid attention to if you don't want to have a drink and socialize by drinking, then people wonder, what the heck is wrong with you?
Oh, it happens
Are
to me all the time.
Are you one of those weirdos?
It happens to me all the time. People push on, just have a beer. Just have a beer. Just have a beer. I don't want a beer.
Right. Like,
there's something wrong with them because you're not doing it, right?
Absolutely. But there was a time when everybody knew the town drunk. And now there's something wrong with you if you aren't being drunk.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And like I said, the new normal just becomes something we all do. Angry Bird. That stinking Candy Crush game drives me nuts. If one more person sends me a request to join that, I don't want to play that game. But that's what we do. We wind up doing that, right?
Ditto. I don't want to play
right?
it either.
But they keep on Facebook. Keep people. I invite you to come play Candy Crush. I'm going to Candy Crush you, all right. Again, this becomes our new normal. We find anything it is, and everybody now just says, no, there's nothing wrong with this. Everybody's doing it. Everybody's looking at their Facebook while they're driving with their kneecap. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And we put ourselves in these positions, and then afterwards, no, I'm not doing anything wrong. This is the new normal. This is what everybody's doing, so it's okay.
And the reason it's okay and the reason we want to do it is because of that need to fit in and belong. Remember, I'm not okay with myself, and I want to be part of someone or something, so I'll do whatever the new norm is.
And so whenever these new fads come up, remember like a decade ago, cigars got popular again, everybody was smoking a cigar. When this gets popular, everybody starts doing it. When this gets popular, everybody gets, but you know, I never understood how there's any reason to watch the Kardashians do anything. I don't get it, but yet they're hugely popular. It's just that same thing, right? That goes right into what you're saying,
because
right?
Because I look good at the water cooler tomorrow when everybody's talking about the Kardashians, right? And now I fit in and belong because I watched it too. Whether I liked it or not, I did it.
Right, exactly, because now you're just trying to fit in with the new normal. Doesn't even matter. Like you said, you don't even like it, but I got to do it because everybody else is doing it. Well, there's going to be lemmings, and we're going to just walk off the edge, and everybody's going down. They just kind of go, you know?
Sure.
Yeah, but we're not really, you know, getting what's going on there. Again, we're not consciously aware of what's actually happening in our own mind at that point.
Not at all. Not at all. We're sleepwalking through life. We're on autopilot.
Wow. All right, let's do one more, then we'll take a break. Chapter 21 of Part 2 is the Feel Good Now Syndrome. That's an actual syndrome, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah.
I want it, and I want it now. What do I want? I want to feel good. I want to feel good now. It doesn't matter if I put my life at risk to feel good now. It doesn't matter if I hurt people that I really care about to feel good now. It doesn't matter if I don't end up feeling better, but I think I do for the moment. And that's all that matters. I want it, and I want it now. It's that need for instant gratification.
And almost that the need of it becomes almost the drug, doesn't it?
It is.
And you start to, you know, like, to have the shakes if you don't get it. I got to have this feel-good thing, and that need of it, the crave of it, becomes the drug itself.
Yes, and sometimes even the exploration and finding it is the drug as well.
Yeah, it is. Mm-hmm. And it becomes this like maniacal quest. It's like not even normal. Like the way the pursuit becomes so maniacal.
Yes.
That totally throws you off a life. Nothing else matters. And the things you should really be prioritizing and focusing on are forgotten because you're so blinders on to get that quick fix.
Yep. It's all out the window. Nothing else matters except that I want to feel good and I want to feel good now. And whatever it is that does that for me, I want more of it.
See, and this is why your book is so good, because it's just a straightforward approach. It's a simple approach to real happiness from the inside out. All these things are things that once we hear you say it, you go, yeah, okay, but we've just lived in that denial for so long that we don't want to deal with it. That's why this book is so important. That's why, guys and girls, I want you to go at goodwithme.com. Goodwithme.com. Order the book. You can also then reach out to Dr. Noel. You can become a client. She can help you, all right? She really can. She's been doing this for a really long time with a lot of success. This book came from the years as a counselor and the experiences that she had, what she learned from helping people who are going through all the same things you're going through right now. There's no reason to continue suffering. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Are you sick and tired of not being good with me? It's time to stop being good with me. We'll take a break. We're going to keep talking about this. We're right in the middle of this. When we come back, we're going to talk about The Great Pretenders. And that's not a song, by the way. All right? We'll be right back. I love you and I love Jesus.
With cooler weather just around the corner, Mahoney Auto Repair has some friendly advice for you. Your car's heater that's had the whole summer off needs a good thorough check to keep you warm all winter long. Also, make sure your car is running in top shape by staying up to date on your tune-up and fuel injection system service. Get the most out of your car's mileage by visiting Elsie at Mahoney Auto Repair. Give them a call today, 727-527-7773. Mahoney Auto Repair, where Jesus is Lord.
Patricia Noel, you're on a mission to help everybody be good with me. What does that mean?
That means I'm redefining self-esteem so everyone can feel good about who they are.
And how do you do that?
I do that with individual and group counseling, with a webinar, with online courses, and also with the book, Good With Me.
We got to get people to understand, to actually pay attention to the fact that they're actually thinking bad thoughts, right?
That's right. Most people are thinking negatively about themselves and they don't even know it. So it's just running their lives.
So once you get them to notice that in counseling, then you can get them to learn how to
see what they're thinking and then change it.
And learn how to have fun doing it, right?
Absolutely. It's all about the fun.
You can practice being good with me. And if you want to be good with me, then I want you to call Patricia Noel at 727-424-1270. Again, that's 727-424-1270 or
go to goodwithme.com.
Looking for a place to worship, belong, and serve with other believers? Join us at Abundant Life Ministries at 1550 Belcher Road South in Largo. We are a life-giving, spirit-filled church that is culturally relevant but biblically sound. We're about loving God and loving people. Our five purposes are worship, connect, grow, serve, and share. Sunday services are 9 a.m., 11 a.m., and 1 p.m. Wednesday night at 7 p.m. is family night with something for all ages, including nursery, kids clubs, the Tribe Student Ministries, the Well Young Adult Group, Celebrate Recovery, and Adult Bible Study. We are an outreach church that is active in the community, the region, and all over the world. Pastor Anthony McDaniel and his wife Kendra have been immersed in ministry since childhood and have been serving this community faithfully for over 20 years. Check out our television broadcasts on WCLF Christian Television Network Channel 2 or HD Channel 1002 on Sundays at 10 a.m. with a rebroadcast on Thursdays at 10 p.m. Visit our website and see a live stream of our services at ALM.TV. Like us on Facebook to see what's going on and check out our YouTube channel at Abundant Life 1550.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome back. Thanks so much for being here with us on the Pete O'Shea Show on your neighborhood inspiration station, AM 1110 WTIS. I'm Pete O'Shea. I got KC, because that was the KC, what, I forgot now. What was it?
KC.
Yeah, I got it. Okay, I got it. On the board, they say his nicknames. Dr. Patricia Noel, did you have a nickname?
I kind of do. I've kind of inherited the good with me lady.
There you go. That's a good. I like that. The good with me lady. Now, so you did something really cool Sunday. Tell us what you did.
I did. I had an opportunity to teach a 3-hour course at the Florida School of Addiction Studies in Tampa. And so I got to teach the teachers. And what an awesome time we had. And at the end of 3 hours, so many of them were saying, wow, this is the missing piece.
Wow. So again, you still have your own addiction center, right? Am I right about that? Yes. Okay. So tell us a little bit. Just tell me a little bit about that.
Well, I practice in private practice. I do DUI treatment. I treat court referrals and people who come to me just because they're unhappy and they don't feel good.
And you're also an acupuncturist and, again, an author of the book Good With Me, which is what we're going through right now. Good With Me, a simple approach to real happiness from the inside out. Okay, so when we left, we talked about, we're in part two, which is how did I end up in my box? Which, if we go back to the original, we talk about how we, in the end, in life, we wind up putting ourselves in a box. And then we can't get out of the box because the instructions on how to get out are written on the outside of the box, see? And so this book helps you to not live in that box anymore and not have other dependent needs and realize that we all do have addictions, that we do have problems, and that we are escaped artists, and then we're all trying to find the new normal. Okay, so the next one is we did the Feel Good Now Syndrome. The next one is the Great Pretenders. Tell me what that's about.
The Great Pretenders are those that hide the way they feel and about themselves especially. They're going around hiding that they don't feel good about themselves, that maybe they compare themselves to others and they see that somebody else is doing something better. They just don't want people to know much about them. So they're faking, they're pretending. And with the great pretender who says, I got it all together, sometimes they even intimidate others because they've got it so all together. And yet, we're all as sick as our secrets.
So, yeah, that's just a facade, right? That's just a front they're putting on so that other people don't see what they're actually going through, see their pain. They don't want to be vulnerable in front of people, so they pretend everything's all good. And they go to elaborate lengths, too, to make that seem that way, don't they?
That's right, because I have this saying that it takes self-esteem to admit that you don't have it.
Wow.
So you're hiding, pretending that you have it, that you feel really good about yourself, that you really do have it all together. When on the inside, you don't feel it. And you may have it all together.
Right.
But you don't feel it on the inside. It feels phony on the inside. And that's where we do the pretending.
So could another way of saying this is that, again, if we're not good with ourselves, then transparency is a really, really difficult thing to do.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So again, we put up
this fake. We're not authentic.
No, we're not authentic. So we put up, we're the great pretenders. Mm-hmm. And you know a lot of people like that whose lives just look so together. And they just always seem like they're hip and happening and on. They're like, they got everything just right and all's going well for them. It isn't always what it seems, is it?
And the more all together it looks on the outside, the more you know it isn't on the inside.
Yeah, it is. Mm-hmm. So it's, you know, again, so it's important for us to be honest about our mess, to be honest about our lack of self-esteem and about our own issues with ourselves. I try to be. I know the things that I'm trying to work on in my life, but I kind of go back and forth. Some days I can be really honest and transparent about it. Some days I want to hide under the earth, you know, and it's really difficult for us to do that.
And that's because of the way that you're thinking about yourself at that given moment.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're thinking you're not good enough.
So when you, again, regress back to that stinking thinking, when you get back on the loop and you start having that downward spiral, then all of a sudden you now want to start hiding and you start to become a great pretender.
Right, right. Because it takes a lot of practice and a lot of consciousness.
And it takes a lot of effort, too, to be a great pretender. Effort that could actually be used towards helping yourself get better and helping yourself actually like yourself. You're expending all that energy instead on faking it.
Right. And so many people avoid it because they think, oh, my gosh, that's going to be too hard. I can't do that. I can't put all that time and energy into it. And yet they're putting more time and energy into hiding their secrets.
Wow. All right. Chapter 24 is Get In Where You Fit In. Okay. Tell me about that.
I love this one. Get In Where You Fit In is just about, we all want to fit in and belong, especially when we don't feel okay with ourselves. And so some people will fit in with academically. Some people will fit in athletically. Some people will fit in several different places. But one of the places that I see that's so easy to get in where you fit in is the group doing the drugs and alcohol, the kids behind the fence. at school.
The lowest common denominator is easy to fit
in. The standard is really, really low.
Exactly.
All you have to do is just have, you know, a hit on the weed or a bottle of beer or something like that.
Yeah, so that makes so much sense when you just said that, okay? So where the expectation is the lowest, that's the easiest place to just go ahead and fit in. And so then we do that, and it becomes, again, another cycle of that. And you get through one of those kind of groups, and then something doesn't work out, you go seek another one, and so on and so on. Instead of trying to rise up, you start sinking lower and lower and lower.
And fitting in where you, or getting in where you fit in, for some people is who can commit the biggest crime, the most heinous crime, because now I fit in this particular group, and I'm looked up to, and I get approval, and I am really hurting myself and others, but it feels good because I still fit in.
So you can be the leader of the underachievers, basically, instead of being somebody who's actually trying to achieve.
That's right.
Wow.
Yeah. And that's going to feel just as good as fitting in with the overachievers.
But it's so fake, though. It's so not real, you know, and it doesn't, and it's so not helpful or productive to your life.
None of this is helpful.
No, but then this is why, again, the book is so important, and coming to see you is so important. Again, thegoodwithme.com, and get this for somebody, you know, as you're listening to this has got to resonate with so many of you. It does with me, for sure.
Right.
All right, the last chapter of part two, chapter 25, it's all about me.
Yes. It's all about me in a very unhealthy way. You know, when I don't feel good about myself and I'm worried about what other people think about me, the whole world revolves around me. I am on center stage and I think everybody's watching me and they're critiquing every little move I make and every word I say, every deed I do. And so that is part of the sickness, if you will, that we get into because no one's really paying attention to us, but we think they are.
Wow. Okay, and again, you've now made it all about yourself in a way where you're not even liking yourself, but you're still making it about yourself.
Right.
You see that circle? See how, you know, down the spiral that is right there in itself?
Yeah, and if anybody's following along in the book, I just wanted to bring in here, we skipped over one chapter, Pete.
Which one?
Different, just like you, 23.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I got to get better glasses.
That's okay. I'm gonna just bring us back to that for
please.
A second. Do we have a minute
yes,
for that?
Yes, of course we do.
Because this is the mantra. If I'm not okay with myself, I want to be different, just like you. So, can you hear what I'm saying there? You know, as teenagers, we go through this. I want to be different. But I want to be different in a group. I want to be different just like someone else.
Oh, yeah, so
else.
Then you get the emus or
so
these guys and those. Okay,
yeah.
I got gotcha.
So I get to look good in my group that I'm being different in.
Wow. Okay, that makes
you
a lot
it?
Of sense. Yes, it
mm-hmm.
does. Wow. Okay. Wow. All right. We're going to do an overview of these chapters. Then we're going to go back and we're really going to drill down each chapter. But we've now finished part two. We got about a minute left. You want to say a kind of a wrap up or a homework for everybody?
Just wrap up. Where are you fitting in and not really liking it, but won't admit it to yourself? What have you done to yourself to fit in and belong somewhere?
Wow.
Think about it this week.
And then that'll be your homework. And next week, we'll talk about that. And next week, we'll start to get into part three, which is coming out of my box. And how are we going to do that? Okay. And then, like I said, we're going to go through all four parts. Then we're going to go back in each chapter. We're really going to drill down so you really get a good idea. So, again, goodwithme.com. Get the book, Good With Me by Dr. Patricia Noel, A Simple Approach to Real Happiness from the Inside Out. Doc, I'm telling you, I learned something amazing from you each week we do this. It's powerful
Thank
stuff.
You.
It's so really, really, you're so good at this. Thank you so much for all you're doing. And thanks for coming on and sharing with us again today. I appreciate you.
Thanks.
Again, next Wednesday, 5 to 5:30, she'll be back again with more with Good With Me with Dr. Patricia Noel.